in which T-Texas is not thinking of the snowman, or the Coke dealer on the corner, or how he'd been snow-jobbed at Wally's Wonder World of Used Cars, a.k.a. to signify or not to signify, that is the question. T-Texas had heard that Cousin Jimmy Joe's nephew, Billy Bob, who lots of folks called the Bobber, for no good reason he could think of, was telling folks there was a difference between something called a signifier and the signified, and that this meant words didn't mean nothing. Now you could, he thought, see this as a reason not to let the young'uns go off to school. But being young was a time to fool around, then you had to marry and settle down. Too much gunplay and someone's daddy'd take that shotgun off the wall. Shoulda, boy, kept that safety on, or better, left it in the holster. All this, of course, in a manner of speaking. Anyway, T-Texas sure as shit knew that words meant something when you stepped in it and muttered, shit, that shit, what could be plainer than that? As folks did say, it happens. And if and it don't, goose grease was a surefire load lightener. Such silly words. In spite of himself, T-Tex found he was wondering if he was a signified or a signifier. Or maybe he was just signifying. He'd heard Leroy down at the feed store say, don't you be signifying. And maybe Leroy'd set him straight. He sure as shit wasn't going to ask the Bobber, who already knew that he didn't know nothing, but didn't know enough to know that nothing's already a lot to know.